And we're back.
Woo!
What's happening?
What's happening? What's good? We just went and saw Moana 2. Holy shiesty.
So good.
Holy Maui.
Please. Oh. I was on the wave with you, but shiesty Maui.
Ride the wave, baby.
You know, I wish we had a little more culture in our lives, but we don't. No. That's what, those movies make me sad because I'm like, we're just white and have no culture.
We just get together on Thanksgiving tomorrow and eat a bunch of food, and that's our culture.
Yeah, it's always involves, well, I guess that's anybody's really like.
Food brings anyone like, together. Culture.
It's always food, but I'm really excited for tomorrow's food.
Me too.
I've been thinking about it like for weeks.
Oh, me too. I love Thanksgiving. What's your guys' favorite Thanksgiving food? One. Don't give me
mashed potatoes.
Okay, mashed potatoes. Izzy Wonka, what's yours?
Give me a second.
Wow, you are dumb.
I gotta think about it.
Green bean. Green bean casserole is my favorite.
gravy, green bean. All right. You want to know mine?
Yeah.
It's easy. Sweet potato casserole.
Oh. Marley is making that for the first time. That's like, her dish for tomorrow.
That just put a lot more pressure on this dish.
Please put marshmallows on top.
Yeah. Okay. Because I can't do pecans.
You're going to do fantastic.
Yeah.
I forgot. You're you're a really good cook. And baker. Do you guys want to know mine or no?
Yes. I've just literally been waiting right here for you to tell us.
Okay, good. Mine would be the green bean casserole as well.
Oh, freaking course. You guys have the same one.
It's so good.
We're just
siblings. I don't really have it very often.
Really? Well, I'm making it for tomorrow.
Well, I bet it's going to be great.
And I'm making the stuffing, and I've never made stuffing. Oh,
I love stuffing.
And honestly, I don't think I've ever ate stuffing, so.
Really?
Mm-mm.
That's crazy.
It always grosses me out just looking at it.
Oh, you know it's so good.
Bread.
It's literally seasoned bread.
Croutons.
The reason it's stuffing is because.
But it's soft.
Yeah, croutons rehydrated.
When you cook the turkey, it's supposed to go inside the bird.
Oh.
So all this box stuff that we make is just fake.
Fake. Like someone's story tonight.
But some people, a lot of people still do it the right way. We're just not that cultured.
We're not that cool.
Yeah, okay, cool. So let's, we suck.
No, we're just not doing a bird. Last week we talked about how not to parent. Who had the fake?
Not me, I'm a real parent.
I'm a real parent as well.
Not me.
Oh, basketball scholarship boy.
That was me, baby.
I'm glad he was fake because that one broke my heart. Today I effed up by never admitting to the bathroom blowout that ended my relationship. Okay, so buckle up because this is probably the most mortifying thing that's ever happened to me. And yeah, it might be why my ex and I aren't together anymore. But I'll never admit what actually happened. Last year, my boyfriend at the time, Matt, invited me to his Friendsgiving. It was the first time I was meeting all of his closest friends, so I was beyond nervous. I brought a green bean casserole. Hey, I had Googled because apparently that's a Thanksgiving staple, and I spent way too much time picking out the perfect cool but classy outfit. I was determined to make a great impression. Everything was going fine at first. Everyone seemed to like me, and I was even holding my own in a conversation about craft beer, which I don't even drink, but then disaster struck. Halfway through dinner, my stomach started to rebel. I don't know if it was the appetizers, the casserole, or the stress, but I had to excuse myself to the bathroom immediately. Let me just say it was bad. Like, really, really bad. And to make things worse, the toilet didn't flush. I panicked. There was no plunger in sight. Just this fancy glass flower vase on the counter, complete with a cute arrangement of daisies. I don't know what I was thinking, but in my panic state, I dumped the flowers in the sink and thought, this vase is kind of the same shape as the plunger, right? Spoiler, it is not. I tried to use the vase to, you know, dislodge things. Instead, I managed to wedge it so deep into the toilet that I got stuck. And then, as if the universe wanted to punish me even more, the toilet started overflowing. Water, mixed with everything else, was now pooling on the floor. At this point, I knew I had to get out of there before anyone connected me to the scene of the crime. I ran back to the table, acting as calm and collected as possible. I even complimented the stuffing to divert attention. Then, Matt's friend noticed the water seeping out from under the bathroom door. Everyone started freaking out when they opened the door and saw the disaster, including the flower vase sticking out of the toilet. Matt looked at me and said, "Did you?" I played dumb. "Oh my gosh, who would do that?" I said, genuinely horrified. On the outside, at least. I even suggested maybe it was one of his roommates or, I don't know, old plumbing problems. They called a plumber who took forever to get there. The whole time I sat at the table, sweating and trying not to die of embarrassment, while everyone speculated about what kind of monster would use a flower vase as a plunger. Matt definitely suspected me. He kept giving me these side eyes, and when I tried to laugh it off later, he just said, "It's fine," in that tone that clearly means it's not fine. We broke up a month later, and while he never outright said it was because of the Friendsgiving fiasco, I'm pretty sure it played a role. To this day, I maintain my innocence, and I plan to take the truth to my grave. If you're reading this, Matt, no, it wasn't me, but it totally was. If you were in my shoes, would you have come clean or tried to play it off like I did? Do you think me owning up would have saved my relationship?
I'm playing that off all day.
I don't know. I feel like it'd be kind of funny.
But like, it's your first ew. Time.
It's no. Your poop everywhere.
Not that funny.
That's not funny.
Like, dog, you did what? You clogged the toilet and then tried to plunge it with a vase?
He would have dumped me 1,000%. If I went up to Utah, it's my first time he's introducing me as his new girlfriend, all of his friends, and I did that, no way we would still be together. There's no way. Whether I lied or not about it.
I would never, ever admit to that being true. If that were the case. That didn't happen, so.
Of course.
Who will ever know?
No. We know.
Probably.
Would you be really embarrassed or would you be like, "It's okay"? I feel like you'd be more lenient on it.
It would probably most likely happen to you rather.
I think I would try to help. Aww. Like everything calm down. Been like I would have.
Babe, like.
Yeah. I don't know.
Are you about to see all my crap everywhere?
Oh, that's terrible.
But I don't know. If I was in her shoes, if it just gets clogged, doesn't flush, you just leave and you just tell, like, I would have just told my girlfriend. I'd have been like, if I was her, I would have told the guy, like,
hey,
toilet's clogged.
Got a problem.
Babe.
Like, I just went in the toilet and the toilet's clogged. Like, what do I do?
No.
Like, so I can go poop, like, so I can pee.
I blew it up in there.
No, you don't tell them you blew it up. You just tell them that it's clogged before you.
Oh, that's a good idea. Like going to be like, "Hey, I need to go to pee really bad, but I walked in and there was clogged. Yeah. Is there a plunger anywhere?"
Exactly.
And like, "I really need to pee. Could I go into a different bathroom?" Yeah. Dude, that's genius. You're a good liar.
Who doesn't have a plunger in their bathroom?
Let's talk about that because that's actually a thing.
Mom and dad don't have one in theirs.
I grew up with my bathrooms never really having one.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm such a lady, I didn't need one, you know, but still, like I was thinking about this. When you need to go number two and you go to the bathroom, is that the first thing you're looking at? Is like, is there a plunger in here?
No, I look at toilet paper.
Like, have you experienced that?
Oh, 1,000%. That's the first thing I'm making sure of.
Check for TP and a plunger.
I'm old enough.
Really?
I will sit down without seeing the toilet paper. I will never sit down if there's no plunger.
Really?
No shot. No shot.
I've never thought about that.
Oh, because of reasons.
Oh.
What's your reason?
Because
have you had an experience?
I have had an experience. So I first need to lead with the fact that I'm a big home field advantage guy. I really like my privacy at my own home.
Oh, he will go days. Like if we're out of town, he'll go days without. Because he wants.
Yeah, I don't poop
like when
at
we
Marley
go camping.
I'm a homebody because that's sacred time. I need to just like relax and chill and
a whole hour
comes out.
Yeah, it's like there's too many variables. Yeah, I'm not trying to rip ass and have the whole world hear it. The reason is because, and I'll keep this very short because no details are really needed.
We love details.
I went to the bathroom at my friend's house,
okay,
and he didn't have a plunger in this downstairs bathroom, and there was people there, but like I had to go. It was like a hang. We were chilling, and it, like, the toilet clogged, and I was like, oh, hell no. Like, they're right outside this door. Like, at one door, there's another door that's perpendicular to it, and then, like, the whole downstairs. I'm like, my life is over. There's no way. I went. I'm not joking. I was in seventh grade.
Oh, your life's over. Yeah, were there girls there? Oh, your life's over. Boy. Yeah. No.
Yep. I don't remember who they were now.
Good.
That's a good thing.
They're probably happy.
So here's what happened. Thing floods. No, it doesn't flood over. Sorry. It just fills up. It's clogged. No plunger.
I
wash my hands really quick, run out of the bathroom, and I'm like, what do I do? Bolt upstairs, and I go and get my friend's dad. I did the responsible thing. I said, I need a plunger. Bad. And he was like,
the dad probably panicked.
He just grabbed it, and this story would be so much better.
Go.
I can't.
Okay, start over a little bit.
But I love that even from the seventh grade, you've been looking for a plunger in a bathroom. That's crazy.
Learning. That's growth. That's learning. That's age crazy. 12.
Wow. I'm going to look at a bathroom the same.
I won't either because I'd never look at a plunger.
I always look for toilet even. Paper.
The ones that are indestructible that will flush like a horse head. Yeah, I still make sure there's a plunger in those. Yeah. No, for sure. But this is the important part. This is the important part of the story. I asked him for the plunger, and he goes all business. This particular friend's dad literally just has one arm. So you know probably know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Just has his left arm, grabs the plunger, and leads me down to the bathroom.
No, did he?
No, and he plunged it for me.
He
unclogged it. He didn't even want to take the risk of me. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
But he did it so that you could be safe.
Well, no.
But you were in the
I followed him down there and he just handled business, did his thing, flushed it, walks out, and I'm like in the hallway.
Oh.
And he's like, "Hey." And he said this in front of everyone. "Hey, it's okay to flush twice." That's what he said. I was like,
like, that would have done anything.
Like, bruh, I did flush twice.
I probably flushed four times.
But also, why did he do that in front of all your friends?
Yeah, he just was that dude. He just, like, kind of saved my life, so.
Oh, did your friends all laugh? Did they catch on?
Yeah, well, I think there was, like,
gross.
There was kind of, like, that generous, like, we're going to try to spare him the embarrassment that he's bound to feel.
Oh, good. Well, that's good friends, then.
Yeah.
I'm glad they did, because guys are douches. I'm glad they didn't, like, pester you on that.
Yeah, and I mean, we had a good chuckle after the fact, but, like.
Without the girls there?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Okay, that's fine. They can roast you without the girls there.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Wow, that's a crazy story. So now, from now on, you are always looking for a plunger.
Triple checking. But again, at home, I never have to question it. Never have to worry.
Yeah.
We're locked and loaded.
Yeah, we are.
All three bathrooms.
They have plungers. So if you guys ever need to, we got them.
Our one bathroom also has a plunger.
And a scrubber.
Hey, love.
Yep.
Well, we're kind of gross group, but... Okay, so here's a couple comments that I thought were good. Wait, so you didn't even try to clean up after the water started overflowing? And then you sat there letting them call a plumber while playing innocent? Yeah, I'm glad he dumped you. I was like, honestly?
Dang.
Like, harsh? And honestly, I don't know. Because it's like, is that a character flaw?
Yes.
That she lied?
Did she lie?
Yeah. Like, does that show that, like, she has, like, a different...
No.
I don't think so either.
That's just embarrassing.
It's just embarrassing.
I don't think that has anything to do with her character.
I would lie, too.
Guys.
And that's a character flaw for you.
Everyone goes poo. Everyone poops.
But nobody talks about it.
But...
girls.
But, like, the thing is, that's a horrible situation that you got yourself in. Check for a plunger. And that wouldn't happen. But since you didn't, like, it's what it is. Poo is going on the floor at someone else's house. Like, I'm sorry,
yeah,
but
now there are vases in the toilet. Like, I feel like that's what would get me. Like, in my panic, if I actually did that, I'd be like, holy crap, you're the stupidest girl in the world.
Yes. Yeah,
just thinking that this glass glass vase
is going
is gonna save and you.
She could have, like, broke the glass while trying.
Yeah, keep going.
Don't do that. Don't do that ever again.
Don't worry, I did it when
like, let me just
get that this was vase.
Like,
you were like muscle memory.
Oh no, it got stuck.
Okay, here's one more comment.
I get that you panicked, but doubling down on the lie instead of just admitting it, come on. They probably would have laughed it off. Now you're forever vase girl in their minds.
Truly.
That's, yeah.
That poor Matt. Matt's forever going to be like, they're going to forever tease him. Like, bro, you ain't bringing no more girls to Friendsgiving. Like, you were banned.
The last one you brought dropped a deuce.
And then put my vase in there.
The vase thing? Like, oh, that's just crazy. That's just as bad as, like, the probably, character flaw.
Like, she probably was like this, trying.
I don't know how it didn't break.
Listen.
That's what I thought when I was reading the story.
If you don't have
she must have really soft sense, with her hands.
Okay. You have to be a certain level of not coherent enough.
Okay. I love it. Thank you guys for story time with me.
Am I the asshole for not inviting my cousin to Friendsgiving? That's the title. Background. My cousin, M28, let's call him A. Parents died in a car wreck a few months ago, and he's an only child. My other cousins and my parents asked me to invite him for Friendsgiving since he is alone, but the truth is I don't like him. He is cocky, and my aunts, uncles, and grandparents fawn over him because of his career and education, which went to his head. He thinks he is successful because he had a good start to his career. One time at a family gathering, he showed up in a suit bragging about his job and how he just got back from a business trip after so he could attend. He only did it to brag. We hosted at our house while my parents were out of town, and all the people I invited came. Other cousins and friends, and we had a great time. My cousin Z, M25, and probably the one he's closest to, asked, "Where is A?" I didn't invite him. I didn't want to say I didn't invite him, so I told him he didn't want to come. So the day went on, and it was great. Ever since the accident, he has been quiet. Family gathering, social media, etc. Last week, Z's wife, 24, let's call her J, came screaming at me about how I lied. Apparently, she has been in contact with him for the past few months. I flat told her I didn't want him there because of his ego. She said, "WTF are you talking about? What ego?" Last night, in the group chat, everyone was upset with me. Nobody shares my opinion of A. My other cousin, F19, let's call her B, was really upset with me because A helped pay for her dad's medical bills. B's family aren't well off, and the medical issue came out of nowhere. I told her, "He only did it to rub it in your face." B said he never did that and even refused for them to pay him back. I kept telling them he's only doing it because he thinks he's better than everyone. Everyone kept saying he isn't cocky. J and B even called me a jealous biatch. Z said, "You only hate him because he worked for everything he has gotten and you were handed and still rely off your parents." I replied, "Even if I am, it's my house, and if I don't want someone there, I don't need him there. I'm sorry he lost his parents, but that doesn't make up his actions. I do feel for his loss. But death doesn't make someone a good person."
He's definitely the devil.
No two ways about it. Just a bad cousin. Bad move. What do you do?
I feel like the my house, I don't want them. Like, I think it definitely is like a power struggle for OP. Like, he, like what they were saying. Like, he doesn't feel like, he's just jealous of the guy.
That's it.
Literally so jealous. Yeah. So, what can you do?
Are there any, like, comments or updates or anything?
No, tons of comments. No updates. Everyone says you're the asshole. Everyone, in consensus, you're the asshole. Mm-hmm. One that was the most upvotes, 1.6K upvotes. If you feel strongly enough to not invite someone, have the spine to say why instead of lying to save face. Own it.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. True. Is there anyone out there where you wouldn't want to invite someone? Let's all just think about that.
Like family.
Like a
cousin?
Yeah,
like
family.
A first cousin.
Yeah, we don't have to say who, obviously.
I don't have a first cousin that I would. Like, if I'm inviting all my cousins, I'm inviting them.
Yeah, and that sucks too.
We're very blessed because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that would say, yeah, I've got this family member and this one and this one. But I don't have any. Yet.
Homie's parents just died. And you're not going to invite him either.
Like the first Thanksgiving and the dude is an only child.
Yeah. He's just alone.
That's so sad.
An only child and like this dude gathers the family and is like, nah, dude. Like,
not you, bro.
I'm jealous of you. So, skirt.
Yeah. Sucks. And I think it's so, so sad that he also is like, sorry your parents died. I'm like, were they not your aunt and uncle as well? Yeah. And they sound like very generous, nice people. I'm like, that's just another thing. Like, sorry your parents died.
Like, I feel for your loss, but I still don't want you at my party.
Yeah, I'm like, wasn't his loss your loss? Like, let's get real. That's rude.
And also with, like, Thanksgivings, there's so many people there anyway. Even if there is someone that you don't necessarily love.
Put him at the other end of the table.
Yes. Like, there's so many different ways he could have gone about this. Yeah. That sucks.
Like, big douche.
We should invite him to our Thanksgiving.
We should. We should have done that 2 years ago.
And too bad it's anonymous. Yeah. And all we have is a letter.
He's out here hiding. Yeah. A, if you hear this.
You're invited.
Here's one more good comment, and then we'll send it. It says, you're the asshole, not only because you lied, but because you're a jealous freeloader. Your parents gave you everything and still support you, and you don't deny that. He doesn't think he's successful. He knows he's successful, and you seem very jealous of that fact. Boo-hoo, he went to college and got a degree so he could pursue a good career while you didn't do any of that. He's proven to be non-selfish in many ways, and you are the only person who thinks so rudely of him. You sound bitter, resentful, and honestly exhausting. Grow up and stop acting like somebody taking initiative in their life is somehow a direct dig at you just because you won't do it.
Boom.
Dang.
Dang. Well, that guy's never posting on Reddit ever again.
Never posting on Reddit, and better never host a Friendsgiving either.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
Like, dude, don't.
Everybody,
don't, be that guy.
Don't invite him to yours.
All right, so this is, am I the asshole for not inviting all my friend group to Friendsgiving this year? So I, 27 female, am from a European country, but I've always loved the idea of Friendsgiving, and that's why I've been hosting one every year the last Saturday of November for the last 5 years. I used to do it at my ex-boyfriend's house, let's call him Dave, because it's more spacious than my apartment. Beginning of last year, 2023, me and Dave broke up, and a couple months later, he started dating another girl in our friend group. Let's call her Sarah. Fast forward to October 24th, 2023, a day before I'm supposed to send my invites. For context, I always send digital invites exactly a month in advance, just to make sure everyone saves the date. We all receive a message for a Friendsgiving dinner at Dave and Sarah's on the last Saturday of November. I called him to ask if it was a joke, and he replied to me that he wanted to continue hosting Friendsgiving. Mind you, the idea was always mine, and I was the one doing all the work every year, so it never occurred to me that he would want to make it. I asked him if he could do his dinner another weekend since Friendsgiving was kind of my thing. Not only that, but also on that specific date. He told me no, and tried to gaslight me into thinking that he always had work on it, 50-50, so it was as much a thing of mine as it was his. I spoke with my sister and decided to send my invites the next day and continue with everything as planned. This caused a bit of tension in my friend group. I never wanted to start any trouble, so I just commented my point of view on the matter with those who asked me. Some of my friends sided with me and ended up coming to my dinner, but others said that I was being childish about it and that I should let Dave and Sarah make that year's dinner. Because of that, some of my friends ended up dropping and I invited some of my sister's friends that I've also known for a long time. And it turned out being the best Friendsgiving I've ever hosted. Fast forward to October 28th of this year, Dave and Sarah sent a message saying that they are doing a Friendsgiving dinner at their house on, you guessed it, the last Saturday of November. I've replayed saying I already made plans on the 29th. I sent my invites, this time only to do the people that came last year to my dinner. So this last couple of days, I've been receiving messages from the rest of the group that I haven't invited, asking why they haven't received one. I've explained to them that my apartment doesn't have space to host more people than the ones I did last year, which is true. And since they preferred to go to Dave and Sarah's last year, I assumed this year would be the same. Also, I would love to have only last year's people since, one, they were the ones who show me that they are true friends of mine, which is kind of the point of Friendsgiving. And two, it was one of those rare occasions where you introduce two different groups of people and everyone clicks instantly. So am I the asshole for not inviting everyone?
First of all, that story got me riled up. I was checking with you guys. I'm like, are you guys hearing the same thing that I'm hearing? Because like, are you for real? Dave and Sarah, Dave, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Your life.
Literally.
Next year rolls around, I could understand the logic. I could understand why she didn't invite the people that went to Dave and Sarah's last year.
Exactly. Seeing that they're also having theirs again on the same day. It's like, if you didn't come last year, like, why would I expect you to come this year?
And I may have missed that. Did it say that Dave and Sarah were doing another one the same year?
Yeah.
Okay. So
2024, same thing.
Yeah, it's like, what, you want me to to hand deliver your invitation to my Friendsgiving that you're not going to show
up for. So you'll reject it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with OP. Be like, nah, I'm gonna hang with my clique over here that came last year. It's my real friends.
Right. And she said she had the best time. Like, it was the best Friendsgiving she's ever had. So, like, why ruin it?
Also, what do you think about one of her friends going for her ex?
Nah.
That she just broke up with.
I blame Dave.
Dave's a
homie problem. Hopper.
Yeah.
Like, that's on him.
Yeah.
That's on Dave. Yeah. Sarah, who cares about Sarah? I mean, it's her fault, too. If Sarah and OP were actually friends, then Sarah should have been like, nah, Dave, this is sus. We're not going to host Friendsgiving 2.
So mine is short and sweet. It's a good one. So this is from Today I Effed Up by declaring that consent is my kink at Friendsgiving.
Slay.
I, 29 and male, haven't had a girlfriend in 10 years.
Oh my goodness.
Can't go into details without it sounding like a pity party, but short version is I don't have the looks, the game, or the personality for a relationship, no matter how much I want one.
Oh, at least he knows.
I know, poor guy. Okay. I was at Friendsgiving with friends and acquaintances. Everyone was drinking, and the topic of fetishes and kinks came up. People talked about the weird things that turned them on. One couple liked to take turns on top. Another couple would do an intensive workout beforehand, etc. Eventually, they asked if I had any. I said consent, which got mixed reactions. When they asked me to clarify, I just told them that after being alone for 10 years, the idea of being wanted was kind of hot.
Oh, that's so sad. No.
Oh my gosh. Two months sitting around the table and the dude says,
and they're all just like, what the?
Like, it really turns me on when she says, yes, you can.
That just sort of killed the whole mood, since I was the only single person, guy or girl, there. We still talked, but I kept getting weird looks all night, and one of the couples left early. We sat around and watched the game after, but the mood was ruined. This morning I learned that everyone was going to a sort of makeup brunch thing after some people had done their Black Friday shopping. I haven't been invited.
This is a weird friend group. Like, they sound like they're trying to dabble in a little swinging vibe, because why are you around a table being like, what turns you guys on? What turns you on? Like, Isaiah Marley, what turns you guys on? Like,
okay, well, we're family.
Consent.
True. Hold on.
But
this is so important.
What consent?
Listen, you're going to get me worked up here.
Get worked up, Joe.
I know damn good and well that at your girls only Friendsgiving, you guys are talking about that.
That's different.
You guys are like, what do you guys like? Oh, there's men at this table. We can't talk about that.
There's couples. That's weird. I don't want to know what this friend
couple. It's no different.
Yes, it is.
It's no different.
Yes, it is. When you add a guy to the element.
Because
I'm not only telling, like, my friend what's turns me on, but also the husband that's sitting right there next to her. Like, that feels weird to me.
Because if you said bare feet, you know his slippers would be coming off.
100%.
Here's the thing, though. If this dude is normal, and, like, I'm just picturing, like, one of your friends, like, someone that I know is, like, a funny dude, normal, like, I don't get weird vibes from him, and he said that, I would be dying laughing at the table. Like, I would think that's so funny, especially if he's been single for that long, and, like, that's who he is. But if it's a dude that, like, he is a little different, we invited him because he's been best friends with my husband for 20 years, and, like, and he says something like that, it sounds like he's kind of a weird dude for the response he got from this.
Right.
Yeah, they just think, okay, who invited Solo Steve to Friendsgiving?
But how is the consent more weird than the workout couple?
Yeah, that's weird.
But the whole point is, like, it's a kink, right? Like, the whole thing about it is, like, they don't make a whole lot of sense all the time, right? And it's like, it's kind of like niche stuff. Like, so sharing it, you can have your mixed feelings about sharing it. That's fine.
Right.
But the bottom line is like, You're not just like, oh, positions. Like, that's not the discussion. It's what specifically me being barefoot in a tent in the wilderness, like, that That's a perfect example. Like, you say that at Friendsgiving and people are going to be like, oh, that's crazy. Let me see his feet. Like,
he was set up for failure. He should have lied. He should have come up with something better than right. that.
So let us know in the comments who you think the fake was. We welcome it. Give us a rate on your favorite podcasting app. Watch us on YouTube. Do you think that YouTube is better? Do you think people would enjoy it more? Just generally for the podcast listeners?
Yeah, YouTube is so fun. You guys will love it. Hop on YouTube, subscribe, and watch us on YouTube as well. But
I think sometimes there's moments that YouTube, like, yeah. you would appreciate watching yeah. instead of just hearing it.
Yeah, of Definitely. Course. But if you're more of a podcast girly or boy,
boy,
you can listen here. Either way, guys.
Perfect.
But yeah, well, all socials, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, we're all there.
Musical.ly, MySpace, Blogger,
Vine.
Thank you guys for hanging out. Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving last week. Thanks for listening. We love you.
Frenzies on.
See three. You next week.
One, two, three. Frenzies.
That's the first time I've ever done that, and I will never do it again. Mark my words. I'm sorry.